Welcome to the Security Sessions podcast, brought to you by Thales and hosted by me, Nera Jones. In this podcast series, we'll be discussing the technologies, people, and processes behind information security and delving into topics like data security, remote access, and digital transformation. We'll be speaking to Thales and industry experts to bring you fresh perspectives on how to navigate the world of cloud security. Today's episode is episode 8, 5G, with great power comes great responsibility. 5G connectivity promises to break traditional paradigms of data delivery by providing network connectivity virtually everywhere, and the building of the 5G infrastructures is well underway. It is expected that in 2 years' time, 5G will reach 25 billion connected devices globally, and this number will triple to 75 billion by 2025. For enterprises and subscribers, it will enable exciting new low-latency, high-performance, and reliable connectivity that will create new business opportunities. For mobile network operators, it will unlock significant new revenue-generating opportunities. 5G is poised to change how digital technology-based solutions are delivered and consumed across industries by connecting people and devices using high-quality services whenever, wherever. With so many public and private sector stakeholders, each reliant on the other, it is difficult to assign the final responsibility for enterprise and subscriber data security. Some believe that consumers should be given the tools which can make informed decisions. The concept of a shared responsibility model between cloud service providers and enterprises will be extended to these telco edge and cloud edge sites. Today, I am delighted to be joined by two fantastic panelists, Chen Arbol, VP Business Development at Thales, and Prashant Dio, Senior Consultant at Tata Consultancy Services. Welcome to you both, Chen and Prashant. If you would like to briefly introduce yourself, starting with you, Chen.
Good morning. Thank you, first of all, for the invitation. Happy to be here. And I'm would love to discuss the 5G today with our audience and, of course, with Prashant. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Chen. Prashant, if you would like to introduce yourself briefly.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, good morning, everyone. Thanks for this opportunity. My name is Prashant Dev. I'm part of Tata Consultancy Services cybersecurity practice, and currently working to sort of develop a 5G cybersecurity offering for our customers. Thank you.
Thank you both. So let's jump straight in. So what is the potential advantage of 5G, starting with you, Chen?
Let me start by saying that 5G will unlock a different set of use cases and a lot of different possibility of services that are not visible with our current 4G technology. Now, 5G will change how the digital technology solution will be delivered and also consumed by providing digital interaction between three different elements. We're going to have the human to human, human to machine, and machine to machine. All of this in almost real time. Now, there is many different advantages of 5G, but with unique capability of connecting massive number of devices with very low latency, as you mentioned before, and high throughput. But I would really want to surface up three that are really making a difference with regard to 5G. The first one is high transmission speed, and 5G will be at least 10 times faster than 4G, and that's substantial with our current technology. The second part, as you mentioned before, during the introduction, is the low latency. And when we're talking about low latency, we're talking about the time that will take from our cell phone or any other connected devices to make a request from a remote server and get their response back. Now, with 5G, this low latency will be virtually zero. And this will allow us to perform a lot of remote action in real time, as well as to support large number of connected devices. The third part that I would like to share with you guys as far as the advantage of 5G is the technology. So there is a term that's called network slices, and 5G innovation will create independent programmable subnet slice that will isolate it to fulfill requirement specifically for application, and will allow us to set different level of priority, speed, connection, and so on. And for example, when using network slicing, we will be able to set high priority for first responder with the objective to avoid any delay with critical service in order, again, to save life. I would like to share another example specifically around the advantage of 5G. When we're talking about lower latency, it's opened a door for new healthcare innovation technology, like something that we're trying to do quite some time with not a lot of success, something that's called robotic surgery, and that to be performed remotely, and it will be relying on a split-second reaction time between the surgeon in one location, let's say New York, and the request and the robot corresponding to this request will be in a remote location, for example, California. So again, the main objective here is to be more efficient, save life, and to be absolutely faster with our services and capability. The second example that I would like to share specifically around the advantage of 5G is autonomous car. Now, when you're talking about autonomous car, let's review our current situation. The average reaction time for human being to visual is roughly 250 milliseconds. We're talking about a quarter of a second. Now, when we add the functionality and the advantage of 5G to the autonomous car with the low latency, your car can actually react 250 times faster than what we actually have today with a human being. And again, the main objective is to improve traffic safety, efficiency, and of course, saving life.
Thank you, Chen. That's fascinating. I mean, the implication of this hyperconnectivity on steroids, especially as we're all becoming more and more digital, more people are connected, but more machines are connected, and the interaction between all of those obviously creates new challenges. So thanks for that those excellent insights. What I would like to do now is to look at the flip side of all of this. So we've got more connectivity, we've got more devices, we've got more people, we've got the potential of saving lives. But the flip side of that is that we have some risks, and specifically, we have data security risks with 5G. So what can you tell us about this, Prashant?
Certainly. I believe as 5G has created a lot of compelling value proposition for businesses to come up with a lot of innovative use cases, but there is always a flip side of it, as you rightly said, because it does involve a lot of data movement across machine to machine, human to machine, and whatever interactions are happening. So there is a large data volumes which are getting created by way of communication. So how do you ensure the data security of that data which is getting generated? Traditionally, I believe we used to really worry about protecting a data more from a perspective of individual privacy. But here we are looking at protecting a data which actually going to impact a cyber physical system. So how do you make sure that the data has been protected, how that data has been stored, as well as how the integrity of that data has been basically insured? I think those are two to three things which I see are going to be the challenging things which needs to be addressed. Apart from that, I also believe, I think the data security, while one aspect of it, but when you are looking at a data security, you also need to eventually look at how are you essentially designing this data security controls when you are designing this 5G systems, protecting the data when it is in a motion, when it is at a rest, as well as when it is in use. So all those has to be really looked at so that whatever I think benefits we are looking at by leveraging the speed, ultra low latency of a 5G, those being compensated by appropriate risk mitigants of a data security.
Thank you, Prashant. So, and from your point of view, Chen, what challenges can you see in terms of data security with 5G and specifically all the use cases that you've given us?
Yeah, so, you know, I want to add to Prashant, this is absolutely correct from our perspective as well, is that 5G security is very important subject. And I want to emphasize that last year, there is a survey that was done with over 700 cybersecurity professionals around 5G. And this is not surprising. 94% of them scores that the number one concern of 5G is the data security. And the reason for this is that 5G fundamentally is different by design than anything that we have seen so far. And when you actually zoom in to the 5G and starting to identify the data security risk, you actually have a couple of different areas. Within the 5G core or network, the design is totally different. Today with the 5G, we utilizing virtualization and share infrastructure. And as a result of this, we need to be able to address security challenges around resource sharing, cross-domain security, authentication, authorization, and data integrity. So the complexity within the current core network infrastructure is very, very high. Now, Prashant mentioned it before, but 5G will generate a large amount of data. I call it tsunami of data. And this is specifically sensitive data, and that will be done very, very fast in order to meet a wide range of data-driven services. Now, let's go back into some research that was done with Gartner. They claiming that by 2023, the numbers of connected devices expected to reach 25 billion devices. And this number will triple 2 years later to 75 billion. Now, with each and every IoT smart devices, it can open many entry point and risk to a different form of attack. And as a result of this, need to put in place preventing measurement that include strong authentication, zero trust. And the main objective is to protect against unauthorized access and also attack. Now, 5G also changed the design with adding another element that called the edge. And the edge is specifically an area where hosting application that was done in the old days in the core network in the back to the edge of the MNO network. And the edge cloud compute services deployment are the one that will grow dramatically in the years to come, offering a lot of different services for different vertical, if it's a healthcare, manufacturing. So overall, we're going to have much more sensitive data that will be expected to be processed on the edge that is by far less secure than the core. And the requirement of data security, what we call security by design, become to be a must and not optional. On top of this, there is also the level of accessing the data and sharing the data. Now, we mentioned, you know, the high throughput. We mentioned that with 5G, we're going to have low latency. And this actually will trigger much more sophisticated attack because of the complexity of the network, share infrastructure and resources, and, of course, the tens of billions of hackable smart devices that all of them will be connected to the same network, as we mentioned early in our discussion. Now, 5G also will expand from our private into a private and public cloud, specifically to provide higher level of services to be consumed by the different vertical. And a new concept of what we call share responsibility that we have today with a cloud service provider will be extended into the telco edge, specifically where the enterprise bringing their own data and taking care of securing this data, and the cloud or the telco provide the mobile connectivity or the mobile platform. Now, I'd like to go back into another example, right? So we're talking about data security and how much risk we're going to have with those kind of new innovation. Let's go back into the same discussion or example that I mentioned before, the self-driving car. So autonomous vehicle use different sensor and, of course, very complex algorithm in order to detect and respond to anything around them. Now, there's two different areas called V2X and V2V, vehicle to vehicle, vehicle to everything, with autonomous car. And the main objective is to be able to share information and also to communicate between those cars in order to enhance the traffic safety and efficiency. Now, self-driving vehicle have the ability to move from point A to point B with no driver. And one of the incredible technology that we bring in with 5G is that the vehicle can use data to communicate around traffic safety, weather condition, the best route for destination, efficiency, and of course, to prevent accident. Now, this is all good, but when we actually looking at the risk associated with that, as autonomous vehicle use sensor in order to be able to see the environment around them, what if self-driving car become to be a primary target of cyber attack? Hacker could activate or disable vehicle's brakes, steering wheel, or increase vehicle speed. And as a result of this, we need to look into how we can actually build a robust security system to prevent such an attack.
And now for the news this week. A large BGP routing leak occurred on April 16 and it disrupted the connectivity for thousands of major networks and websites around the world. Also, the EU is to propose GDPR-like fines for AI abuses. With the new proposed law, AI will be prohibited from use in mass surveillance or for ranking social behavior. And finally, do you remember that Capcom attack last year? Ragnar Locker stated that they had stolen 1 terabyte of Capcom sensitive data and demanded a ransom of $11 million in exchange for not publishing the information and offering a decryption tool. Well, it now transpires that the criminal gang gained access to Capcom's internal network by targeting an old VPN backup device located at the company's North American subsidiary in California. And now back to episode 8 of the Thales Security Sessions, 5G, with great power comes great responsibility. Because 5G is such a game changer, what would be the best practice into deploying or implementing a shared responsibility model, or how do we change the way we approach cybersecurity? Prashant, can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so I think there would be multiple parties who has to get involved in securing overall 5G ecosystem. It's not only MNOs or telcos who are providing an underlying network. If you look at 5G as an ecosystem, it does include a lot of other components, including IoT, your edge, your cloud, your backhaul, fronthaul, and then internet services. So IoT security needs to be very robust at a device level, at an IoT edge, IoT gateway level, so that any vulnerability at an IoT level has been appropriately addressed and it would not get penetrated into your 5G ecosystem. Second, the level security, which needs to be addressed it as an edge level, where at an edge level, you need to make sure all the edge systems are having a robust system security, robust authentication mechanism. And that is where, again, a shared responsibility would come, where the cloud, the edge provider, maybe some CSP, or it could be the MNO setting up their own clouds. And on top of that, then the enterprises are putting their edge application. So every entity has to make sure their piece is secured enough based on what shared responsibility they have. And I think the last one is an application which runs on top of all this. Application provider also needs to make sure it has been secure at an application layer and appropriate attacks been detected and protected.
Thank you, Prashant. Very interesting. Now, you mentioned a number of things to help this new approach that is facilitated by technology. And you also mentioned data privacy and consumers. And of course, data privacy is very much on everyone's mind at the minute, especially during the pandemic. And Shen, you gave us some example where 5G could benefit the healthcare industry. So I'd like to delve a bit more into the impact on data privacy and consumers at large. Could you tell us a bit more about that, Chen?
Yeah, absolutely. So with regard to 5G, I want to go back to another research that was done recently, specifically around the estimate data that will be generated using 5G. And I'm going back to the same statement that I mentioned earlier about the tsunami of sensitive data. And with 5G, the average person will produce 1 gig of personal data per day, and that utilizing 5G. Now, this is one person. If you're going into a different higher level scale, this into, for example, hospital will generate 3 terabytes per day. And if you're going and doing the same research around aircraft per day will generate 5 terabytes. And this is substantial amount of data that will generate very, very fast, that will include a lot of sensitive information. Now, the new 5G network allow for data to be transmitted over a wider numbers of IoT devices and mobile carrier. Exactly as Prashant mentioned before, we're going to have billions of devices that collecting information in real time and broadcast it back to the data analytic application that will reside on the edge. The data that will be received will be much more specific. For example, location of the user, information about the user, and this sensitive data will be required to be encrypted and secure with a global policy of how data being used, how it's being handled, how it's being shared between different parties, carrier, cloud service provider, and enterprise. And the complexity of how to deal with this specific issues around data privacy surface up a lot of different regulation that trying to help to clarify how things need to be done. And the first one is the GDPR. And when you're looking at the GDPR specifically around the 5G and the telco, it's applied specifically for personal data. That's okay. So this is one area. But this is, again, related to a specific information about the subscriber. As a result of this, there is a new regulation that surfacing up that called e-privacy. And this regulation will cover not only how the personal, the information about the personal data need to be handled, but the confidentiality of the communication that we share in this data. And this regulation, think about it, will take GDPR definition of privacy and data and will clarify and enhance them specifically around metadata with a requirement around data in motion. So we're going to have much more complexity and much more demand and privacy around the specific data that we're sharing between the different entity and the different application. With 5G, what we have seen is quite a lot of change within the technology as well, given the fact that the subscriber identity being transmit with the old legacy technology, in some cases in a clear or very low level of security. With 5G, we actually implemented high level of assurance utilizing new technology with SUSE and SUPE, specifically to conceal the identity of the subscriber. And those encryption keys store in HSM, hardware secure module, that are not exportable, meaning that all the information will be kept securely and the keys to be able to deconceal the subscriber information will be securely stored inside a secure container.
Thank you, Chen. And indeed, I'm glad you mentioned the e-privacy directing. It's exactly the kind of challenges that we're facing with the new technology innovation. And the e-privacy directive is still, you know, in the making. And it was supposed to come out at the same time as the GDPR. And it's challenges like this that have delayed it. So looking forward to see what happens with that one particularly. I think we're reaching the end of our session today. But before I let you go, guys, I would like to ask you for one final tip for our audience in terms of 5G and the challenges it presents. Prashant, starting with you.
Yeah, so I believe 5G has a lot of promise in industry. The industries are looking at leveraging it to come up with a new compelling services. While they are doing that, I believe it is very critical to look at how secure this 5G services can be rolled out as an ecosystem. And to do that, I think it's not going to be an individual responsibility. It has to be a shared responsibility, and there has to be some ethics has to be followed by all the accountable parties when 5G has been rolled out, including the privacy by design, security by design by equipment provider, and so on by every responsible party. I think that will make sure the ecosystem is secure, reliable, private, so that enterprises as well as consumers can basically reap the benefit of this new innovation.
Thank you, Prashant. And Chen, your final tip.
Yeah, so 5G, when we're looking at the big picture, 5G is a game-changer technology. And there is no doubt it will impact every human activity that we're going to do. And it will accelerate innovation that we have never seen before. And we will push the mobile connectivity to a whole new level. Now, it looked like it's going to be the core element of our digital economy, specifically in the years to come. And it will generate tsunami of sensitive information. As Prashant mentioned before, as a result of this, we need to secure this sensitive data, and it should become to be a top priority for all of us. If we're talking about the mobile network operator, the network equipment provider, and any other parties involved. The only way that we'll be able to accomplish this is if we will be able to work together in order to make it better and much more secure.
Thank you, Chen. Indeed, as always in cybersecurity, cooperation is always key. Thank you both for being fantastic guests, Chen and Prashant. This is all we have time for today. You have been listening to the Thales Security Sessions podcast, episode 8, 5G. With great power comes great responsibility.
Love this episode of the Thales Security Sessions podcast? Search us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast service to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Be sure to visit us at cpl.thalesgroup.com to access previous episodes, bringing you insights from industry experts on the latest cloud and data security news and trends. Thank you for listening.